You told me that the moon was just a big balloon full of honey from the heavenly bees. But ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the sun, you promised me the moon, you promised me a hug and a squeeze. But what did I get, baby? Nothing but old green cheese. Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above, every lover in the light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please, but I've just found out, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley and Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at kaxe.org.
Every night when the sky is speckled, I'm haunted by memory of the time that astronaut Armstrong made a lot of history. He said it's quite a leap, so then I went to sleep because he put my mind at ease. I was sure he'd learn for certain that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. I'm a man's moon, not a pal's. That moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
Yes, indeed, you are listening to the one and only Green Cheese on KAXCKBXE, the legendary live call-in radio trivia show, where you can test your knowledge of the arcane and your phone dialing skills with scores of people across northern Minnesota, across the world, and maybe even across the universe. We are so glad that you're listening, and we welcome you to some of the most unique and interactive fun that a person can have on a Saturday night. My name is Justine Jacobson, and I'm your host for tonight's edition of Green Cheese. My co-host, partner in borderline crime, and soul sister from another mister, my ride or die, is in the house, Shannon Antela.
Woot woot!
Nice to see you, Shannon. Good to have you back.
It is so good to be back in the studio.
Isn't that fun?
Oh, so much fun.
Welcome back. Yeah. You got any big plans for Thanksgiving? This is a pre-Thanksgiving show.
It is. No big plans.
Are you the host?
I am hosting. Yep. Yep, just the four of us.
Okay.
So yep. Far, unless we have some wayward travelers.
Some stragglers that show up. Yeah. An empty seat.
Yep. I think we're going to smoke a turkey breast and a brisket.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds
How about awesome. You? What
yeah,
are you
well,
doing?
There's about six of us. It's my kids and significant other and auntie. Mm-hmm. And we just have turkey and all the fixins. And
nice.
Yeah, it's just pretty simple.
Sounds very homey. Hey, I want to give a shout out to our last host, Eric Otto. He played some really good tunes.
Yeah, I have to give him super props for that Merle Haggard, Bonnie Owen one. That was beautiful.
Yeah, and for our listeners after Green Cheese, we have KXE After Dark with our co-hosts Cassidy and McKeon Hugh Roberts playing some punk rock.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. All right. You may already know the drill, but we always have new listeners to the show, so here are some official guidelines that we like to abide by. When you finally get through and put in queue, step away from your source or turn your radio down. Listen for the click and for the host to tell you that you're on Green Cheese. Google is strongly discouraged, but you're on the honor system for that. Brain power, encyclopedias, maps, atlases, dictionaries, and the like are strongly encouraged. If you don't know the answer to a question, don't worry, we'll ask more. Please keep it family friendly. Tell us your name or your chosen radio moniker and where you're calling from. And the number to call is 218-326-1234. Shannon, you want to get us started with some questions?
Absolutely. So I have some on this day questions. On this day, this 1944 film musical starring Judy Garland and directed by Vincente Minnelli premiered at the Lowe's State Theater on Washington Avenue in St. Louis, Missouri. On this day in 1957, Simon and Garfunkel appeared on American Bandstand as this stage name. Hint, they are a famous cartoon duo. And then birthdays on this day. Jacob Cohen, better known by this famous name, was born on this day in 1921. Besides his stand-up routines on the Ed Sullivan and Tonight shows, he also starred in Back to School and Natural Born Killers.
Great questions. Okay, before I get into my questions, I want everyone to pay attention to the following short monologue because I'll be sprinkling a few questions about it throughout the show.
Ooh.
And if you're listening closely now, you'll hear me repeat certain phrases and you'll have the answers for the questions
like
later in the show.
Like some Easter eggs, but almost like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah. Or if you've ever listened to K-Check, it's kind of like Tom's Tidbits. He does it this way. So it's kind of a shout out to Tom Graham. But I want to give a green cheese shout out to my friends Chris Kelchin and Mike Boudin with congratulations on the success of their new documentary, Song and Dance, the Movie. Song and Dance, the Movie.
Ooh.
See, that's how you know that's going to be one of the questions because I repeat it.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so that's like the first one.
You're going to keep our listeners on their toes tonight,
Justine. They're paying attention. Trust me, they're paying attention. So anyway, Song and Dance, the Movie, weaves the story of Chris Kelchin's daughter, Evelyn, who was born with a rare life-threatening disease and grows up to be a musician with the rich cultural history of Midwest old-time dance bands. Featuring the band Chris and the Riverbend Dutchman, the film explores legendary ballrooms, unique instruments like the Hengel concertina, and the enduring spirit of polka fans and dancers. The movie has garnered significant critical acclaim and is a finalist for the Cannes International Film Festival.
Ooh.
In France. So this is Minnesota music and cultural history story with some friends of mine.
So cool.
I'm giving them a prop here. Okay, so the first time that I ever saw Chris and the Riverbend Dutchman was at the Itasca County Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Itasca County Fair in Grand Rapids in about 2014, and got to know them much better over the next years through my polka radio show on K-Check New Prague, KCHK New Prague. I couldn't be prouder of my talented friends. If this movie sounds like something you're interested in, visit the website at www.songanddancethemovie.com. That's my shameless plug, but it's plugging Minnesota music and cultural history, so I'm hoping it'll get a pass.
Okay.
That's like the first, but later on in the show, I've got questions from that little monologue.
Hmm.
But let's get started, because I've got some this day in history, too. First question. On November 22nd, 1963, President John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated while riding in a motorcade in an open-top convertible in Dallas, Texas, with his wife, Jacqueline, and the governor of Texas and his wife. What was the name of the Texas governor?
Hmm.
Follow up to that one. What are the names of the two children of John and Jacqueline Kennedy who survived to adulthood? On this day in history, November 22nd, 1986, which boxer knocked out Trevor Burbick to become the youngest ever heavyweight champion at age 20? Also on this day in history, on November 22nd, 1718, pirate Edward Teach was killed in a bloody battle with the British Navy off the Outer Banks of North Carolina. What was Edward Teach better known as? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Dialing movie?
I'm sorry, can you start over? I'm sorry, I didn't have your microphone turned on.
Oh, okay. I want to answer the Judy Garland movie.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Meet Me in St. Louis?
That is correct.
All right.
Is this Miss Nancy?
Yes, it is.
Well, hello.
Hello, yeah.
From beautiful downtown Ameland.
That's right, yeah.
Hi, Nancy.
Couldn't call last weekend, but I'm home now, and so I can call.
We're glad you're along with us. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
I want to shout out to Ed from Cedar Island Lake and Donnie and Calamity Jane and the Dip in the Road.
Thanks.
Good to hear from you,
Nancy.
Yep, thank you.
Yep. We'll hear from you again, bye-bye. I'm sure. Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hello. I'm calling from the Sissiboquet Woods.
Hi.
Hi, this is the Fool in the Woods.
Hello, Fool.
Yes, trying to overcome that title, but...
Own it.
The stage name for Simon and Garfunkel, I believe, was Tom and Jerry.
Ooh. So I don't know, Fool in the Woods, if you heard the sweet, sweet sound. I'm not going ding, ding, ding anymore. I'm
okay.
Justine actually gave me a bell.
Okay, good.
We each have our own bell. They each have a different voice. So you'll hear, like, because my questions, I'll ring the bell if it's the right person. And
we have added another layer of
dimension.
Flavor. Oh, wow. Or that, too. Yeah.
High tech.
It's very low tech.
I got one more guess. The governor that was riding with Kennedy when he was assassinated was Connolly.
Good job, yep.
Notice it's a different bell.
Okay.
Yep, John Connolly was the governor of Texas who was with the Kennedys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's on fire tonight.
Somber recollection.
The Fool is no fool tonight, I can tell you that.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you're having a great show. Carry on, and I'll try again.
So far, so good. Thanks for taking us with you. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Hi. Edward Teach was better known as Blackbeard.
Ooh!
Yep, Blackbeard. Good job.
Who's calling?
Yeah. Who's calling?
Gene from Chisholm.
Hi, Gene. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks. We'll hear from you again, I'm sure.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Got some smarty pants here.
Yeah, they're just getting them right off the bat.
I know.
Cool. Do we want to add some questions? I mean, we've already got like three answered already.
Yeah. I'll add two more. Birthdays. Born on this day in 1819, novelist Marianne Evans used this pen name and was famous for novels such as Felix Holt, The Radical... That was done in 1866. Middlemarch, that was published in 1871. And Daniel DeRonda, that was published in 1876. This American actress, famous for the Halloween movie series as well as other movies, was born on this day in 1958. And for our Gilmore Girls lovers out there, because I'm a Gilmore Girls fan...
Where Shannon's Gilmore Girls at?
Woot woot! Start calling in, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, they're calling.
So they had their 25th anniversary. So the TV series Gilmore Girls celebrated its 25th anniversary this year. On what date did the first episode premiere?
Very good. Good questions. Okay, let's put out there... Which television series had a Thanksgiving episode called Thanksgiving Orphans and culminated in a food fight? Which television series had a Thanksgiving episode called Turkeys Away and centered on a publicity stunt gone horribly wrong? What are baby wild turkeys called? And what fast food franchise has become known for its Thanksgiving stuffing recipe that is made from its hamburgers? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I was going to answer Blackbeard as well.
Oh, well, good job. I'm glad you knew it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Who's calling?
Yeah.
I'm calling from John Vick in Lutzen.
Oh, Lutzen. Thanks for taking us with you.
Yep.
Yeah, you got a shout out? You want to do a shout out? Since you held on with the Blackbeard.
Mojo and Asana.
Oh, I hope they're listening. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Bye.
Yep. Bye.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Simon the Lake here.
Good evening. Well,
hey, Simon.
Hey, good evening. All the ones I called for originally have been answered, but I think a few others who are out there that I can maybe have a stab at. You know, I'll go for this one. Marianne Evans. Interesting of interesting, and it tells you something is George Eliot.
Ding, ding. Woohoo, the winner.
That tells you something, huh?
It does. I kind of figured you would be the one that would answer that one, Simon.
Oh, is that right? Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thank you for that. But great. Thanks so much for hosting, folks. It's always a lot of fun, and shout out to everyone.
Yeah, thanks for being with us tonight, Simon. Glad you're on board.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Hear from you again.
Good night, folks.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Okay, I'm back. I'm
hello?
Okay.
I think we have a little
I'm
cheeser.
Sorry.
I know. No, that's okay.
I believe.
Wait, you know what? The pops, you really should eat them out here.
Okay, well, I think one of the answers to the question is Tom and Jerry.
Oh, yeah, good job.
Are you talking about on this day in 1957, Simon and Garfunkel appeared on American Bandstand? You know what, little cheeser? I'm going to give you that.
Okay. There you go.
What's your name?
Thank you.
What's your name, though? Where are you calling from?
I'm Nora, and I'm calling from Brainerd.
Well,
thanks, Nora.
Thank you for listening, Nora from Brainerd. I'm from Brainerd originally, too.
Yeah. Sweet.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for listening. Good job.
Can I give a shout out?
Of course.
Yeah.
To my dad who showed me green cheese.
Oh, aww. Good job, Dad.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys got a big Thanksgiving coming up. You do a lot of eating good stuff and look forward to that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving, and you stay tuned. I'm sure you'll know more.
Nora,
nice to hear from you, Nora.
Nora, you have permission to eat pie first. Tell your mom and dad.
Mom, they gave me permission to eat pie first.
Yeah. Yep. It's an official green cheese edict.
It
Nora
is.
Gets to eat pie first.
It is. We have bestowed upon her.
We've spoken.
Yes.
Thanks, you guys.
Okay, have a good night.
We're going to go on to the next call, but you guys stick around, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
218-326-1234. Wasn't that fun?
Oh, it's so fun.
All right. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Arr, that scallywag Gene from Chisholm got me, Edward Keith Black Bear.
Oh, gosh. Here we are.
Now I have a riddle for ye.
Yes.
You keep it clean, Keach.
Arr, matey.
What is a pirate's favorite letter of the alphabet?
Oh, no.
Well, it could be one of many things. It could be the R, or it could be the C.
No, it's the C.
It's the C, matey.
All right, anyways, that boxer one that went in the heavyweight title at 20, Iron Mike Tyson.
There you go.
Woo! One for one. Let me get a shout out to Annie Joe, Brandy Joe Bachman, and Bojo in the sauna, and the rest of the Northeast knuckleheads.
I would have thought he would have said Randy Joe Bachman on that answer, but that's just me.
He was excited that he got it.
Seventh caller.
Thanks, Keach. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
Has the Kennedy children question been answered?
It has not been answered. Who are the two children of John and Jacqueline Kennedy who survived to adulthood?
Carolyn and John, or John Jr.
Very good. Yep.
What was that?
That's my bell. Because you can ring my bell. Ring my bell.
Okay, I got a bell ring. Okay, fine.
Well, because I was listening back to my playback shows when I would say ding,
bed
ding.
A happy man tonight.
I didn't want to hear myself say ding, ding anymore. So I have a lot of bells at home, so I'm bringing bells in.
And she brought me one, too.
And I brought one for Shannon, and Shannon was down with it.
I was so down.
Yeah. Okay.
What? Yeah. Who's calling? I didn't catch.
Calling from Anoka.
Oh, hey, Anoka. Good to hear from you.
Yes.
Thanks for taking us with you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you bet. All right, stay tuned.
I want to give a shout out to the Bogwitch.
The Bogwitch, yeah. Hopefully she's listening, yeah.
Yeah. That's my hope, too.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good night. We receive support from Wayne's Airport Cafe with bread and baked products created in their kitchen. Open daily from 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. More at waynesairportcafe.com or on Facebook, making friends one plate at a time.
Very good. Do we want to like refresh the questions and throw a couple new ones in there?
I think that would be good.
Okay, go for it.
I'm still looking for Jacob Cohen, better known by this famous name, was born on this day in 1921. Besides his stand-up routines on the Ed Sullivan and Tonight shows, he also starred in Back to School and Natural Born Killers. This American actress famous for the Halloween movie series, among other movies, was born on this day in 1958. Our Gilmore Girls fans here, the TV series Gilmore Girls celebrated its 25th anniversary this year. On what date did the first episode premiere? And throw a new one out there. Which president once received a raccoon as a Thanksgiving gift?
Very good. All right. I am still looking for the answers for which television series had a Thanksgiving episode called Thanksgiving Orphans and culminated in a food fight? Which television series had a Thanksgiving episode called Turkeys Away and centered on a publicity stunt gone horribly wrong? What are baby wild turkeys called? What fast food franchise has become known for its Thanksgiving stuffing recipe that is made from its hamburgers? And then if you were paying attention at the beginning of the show during that monologue, here's your first question from that monologue. You will know the answer. What is the name of Chris Kelchin's new movie that is a finalist for the Cannes International Film Festival? And I'm going to put another one out there. What was puppeteer Carol Spinney best known for? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Green Cheese.
Hey.
It's Schlitzerland calling in.
Hi, Schlitzerland.
We've been out for a while, but we're back.
Yay.
Calling to answer the question, the Turkey's Away or Thanksgiving Away television.
Yeah.
WKRP.
What's the full name? What's the full title?
A WKRP in Cincinnati.
There you go.
She gets the full Dane.
All right. Ding, ding, ding.
Not a half Dane.
Yep. Nope. Full Dane.
We need a full Dane. thank you so much. And I'd like to do a shout out to my friend Chantel from Eagan.
Very good. Nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Bye.
Have a good
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
The turkey drop, WKRP in Cincinnati.
Good job, that just got answered.
Does he get half a ding?
What happens when you're on hold for half an hour?
Well, okay, so should I just give a ding every time? Okay, there you go.
Half a ding.
No, that's fine. How about cheers was the other one then?
There you go. Now you get the full...
Ooh. Ding.
You get the full ding. Yeah, we gave the ding to Nora because she sounded so sad when she didn't get the ding.
I know.
And then she was so happy when she did. So.
She did, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I don't need a ding. All right.
Well, you got one anyway.
Cedar Island Lake, shout out to Nancy and Omelin.
She was on earlier, first one.
Yep, heard her.
Nice to have
right,
you with.
Thanks.
Bye.
Yep, bye.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I've got an answer for a baby turkey.
Yeah, what are baby wild turkeys called?
Oh, I don't know if wild ones are called poults.
Yeah. Okay, yep. There you go.
Oh, yep. I didn't hear that. What was it?
Poults.
Oh, poults.
Yep, poults. Good job.
Ooh, who's calling?
This is Andy in Vergas.
Oh, hey, Andy in Vergas. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you for the program, ladies.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for taking us along. Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Linda from Doan Lake.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, wow. Linda.
Hi, good thing I got in because I've just been listening. Like every answer I knew was just getting ticked off. And I was like, okay, I got one more. I got to get in.
Smarty pants is tonight.
Yeah, and I remember it probably was a year ago when I answered the WKRP turkey question. So that was my first one. But then I also knew Cheers and I knew Pulse.
Yeah.
And I'm like, uh-oh, it's getting down to the wire. So I do know the actress born in 1958 for the Halloween movies. That would be Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yep.
Woo! And you get a woo, too. Linda.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
The queen.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Well, actually, she's like the Baroness Lady Hayden von Guest.
Oh, yeah. Because
Christopher Guest is an earl.
Is an earl.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Royalty.
So she's royalty.
Besides Scream Queen, she's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nice. I think she's got a new movie coming out because I just saw the clip for it. So I was like, oh, she's still in the game.
She's sure still is. In the game. Yes.
Yeah.
Love her.
Okay, well, I have a shout out tonight for my Aunt Stella who had her 95th birthday this week. That would be Zeus, Mom.
Hey,
so
double ring on
there you go.
Yes.
95.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And can 95. I just say, Stella!
Stella! I know.
Yeah.
She never gets sick of that, I bet. Mm-mm. Happy birthday, Stella.
Okay. Thank you, gals. Good show tonight.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks for taking us with.
Bye, Linda.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Sorry, I just had to duck away from my source.
Good job.
That's okay.
I think I have an answer for the comedian that you're asking for who was born on this date.
Yes. Who do you have?
Is that Rodney Dangerfield?
Yay!
Woo! Yes.
Yay!
I was waiting for someone to figure that out. So I knew that Rodney Dangerfield was not his real name, but it took me a couple of sources to figure out his real name. So
cool.
I didn't know that it kind of sounds like a stage name.
Mm-hmm.
But when you mentioned the one movie, I was like, who is that guy? Take my wife, please.
Yeah,
I don't get no respect.
And he's not the one that created the stage name Rodney Dangerfield. He was going by Jack Cohen for the longest time. And then he went to a bar and he was like kind of sick of it. And the bartender picked it just out of the blue.
Huh.
Oh, yep. That's interesting.
That's what I read.
Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. This is Janet from Don and Janet.
Okay, here we Janet. Are.
Hey.
Yep. Thought that was you.
And I'd like to give a shout out to Jeff in Woodridge and his family.
Cool. Thanks.
Okay. Have a good night.
Yeah. Thanks for taking us with.
Bye, Janet.
218-326-1234. Hello. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening. You ladies are doing a nice job tonight.
Well, thank you. So are you.
I'm just...
That's a good way to start a call.
Remains to be seen. I was just checking to see if I could make a guess here regarding the television series that had a episode called Turkeys Away. Was that WKRP in Cincinnati?
Yep, good job. It did get answered, so, yep. But yeah, thanks for hanging on to answer.
Off for a couple minutes.
Yep. No, that's the name of the game, honey. Yeah, sure.
Is the actress that was in the Halloween series, was that Jamie Lee Curtis?
It was, yeah.
You didn't get a full ding, but you got a half a ding,
okay,
sir.
Okay, so I'll give you a half a ding. I'm sorry, I'll give you a half a ding for the one that you got. That was, yeah, there you go.
Good job.
Well, that's worth something.
We're having fun with the bells.
Too much fun.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, who's calling?
All right. This is Tim in Park Rapids, first-time caller.
Hey, nice job. How long have you been listening? I mean, have you been listening a long time, and now you're just finally calling and getting in and playing the game?
Off and on for a couple years, I guess.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thanks for taking the next step. All right, well, stay tuned.
Well, you have a good evening.
Yeah, thanks. We got more questions coming, so, yep, bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
I have an answer to one of the questions, and I believe it's Cheers.
Good job. Yeah. Okay. That did get answered, but here you go. Yep. Little ding ding. Yeah. So that was the answer for the question of the TV series with the Thanksgiving episode called Thanksgiving Orphans. And it culminates in a food fight. Have you seen that episode?
No.
Oh,
well, you need
to go on YouTube or even on, like, I'm sure it's on a streaming service or whatever, and find that episode and watch it, and you will thank me for it.
Okay.
Thanksgiving Orphans. Cheers. Yeah.
Who's calling?
Nora.
Hey, Nora.
Nora twice.
Yeah.
My goodness, Nora from Brainerd.
Yeah, you don't have to do it tonight, but definitely like this week.
The highest time I've ever called was 11 times.
Wow, you got through 11 times. Wow.
So now this is 12.
Well, you are a dedicated green cheeser.
Mm-hmm.
No, just in one night.
Oh, yeah. Just in one night. My goodness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Could I refresh a couple of my questions?
Oh, you bet. Yeah, I suppose that's about time.
We got some smarty pantses here. So I'm still looking for the TV series Gilmore Girls celebrated its 25th anniversary this year. On what date did the first episode premiere? Still looking for which president once received a raccoon as a Thanksgiving gift. And I'm going to throw out two new ones. According to AAA, approximately how many Americans take to the roads for Thanksgiving? And according to the Guinness Book of World Records, the heaviest turkey on record. What was the heaviest turkey that was on record? What was the poundage?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Still looking for the answer, if you were paying attention in my monologue at the beginning of the show. What is the name of Chris Kelchin's new movie that is a finalist for the Cannes International Film Festival? What fast food franchise has become known for its Thanksgiving stuffing recipe that is made from its hamburgers? Who was puppeteer Carol Spinney best known for? Or what was puppeteer Carol Spinney best known for? And then follow up to the WKRP in Cincinnati question. In the Turkey Drop episode of WKRP in Cincinnati, who utters the line, "As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly"? Who says that line? Then let's put out there, what actress and comedian played villain Benita Bazaar in the kids' television series The Bugaloos? And a preliminary examination of a witness or juror by a judge or counsel is called what? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Green Cheese.
Hi.
You had a question about a burger chain that uses their burgers in stuffing. I think that's White Castle.
Ooh. Have you ever had it?
I've had plenty of White Castles in my life, or as my uncle used to call them, a sack of armpits.
Oh my!
But I've never had the concoction of a bird stuffed with White
Castle. Making the stuffing out of White Castle hamburgers. Because can I tell you something? I've done it for many years.
I'll bet you it's delicious, right?
It's delicious. Oh. Yep. You get the sliders. Oh, yeah. You no cheese, and then you get. No cheese, no pickles, and then I get extra onions. I request extra onions. And like a case of them makes a crock pot of stuffing, but I bring them home, take them all out of the boxes, and I chill them until they're firm, and then I pulse them in the food processor until they're like crumbs, and that's your sausage stuffing crumbs.
Right.
Yep. And then you just do your carrots, celery, whatever you do with your stuffing.
Do you add any other cream of something?
Carrots and celery and turkey stock. You moisten it with turkey stock. You saute the carrots in the celery. Yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah. It's really, really, really good. It's really, really good. So cool. Anyway, who's this?
Excellent.
And where are you calling from?
This is Adam. I'm calling from Switzerland.
Oh, Switzerland. Yep, yeah. Adam. All right. Yeah, cool. You got me off on a tangent there.
Shout out to all the green cheeses. No, that's fine. Sounds very, very delicious.
Give it a try. Yeah, like the closest, now since we moved up here, the closest green cheese to me is Hinkley, you know.
White Castle to you?
Yeah,
you think?
That's the closest one, and it's that's 3 hours away. So
that's a lot. Yeah, that's a drive.
Yeah, I think I'm not going to do it this year. All right, thanks. All right,
well, thanks for calling.
Thanks for a great show.
Yeah. Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, hello, ladies.
Hi.
You did a great job today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome. Okay, so they kept getting answers as I was on a hold, but you threw out a new one. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Carlson, the big guy, had no idea that turkeys cannot fly.
Yep. Here we go.
And God is a witness.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. Oh, the humanity.
I know. That's a Les Nessman. The humanity.
That's the best. All right. We have our watching assignment now. Cheers, Thanksgiving orphans. Turkeys away on WKRP. Yep.
Who's
calling and where are you calling from?
Sure. This is the Nymore Loons in Bemidji.
Thanks for listening tonight.
Yeah, no problem. Can I do a couple of shout-outs to my fellow Bemidji people?
You bet.
The Garage Sale Ninjas.
King and Queen.
And the Migrating Migrating Warblers.
All right, excellent.
Yeah,
hopefully
and thanks for hosting them.
Thanks.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I do hope so. All right, you're doing a good job, and thank you for hosting.
Thanks
for listening.
Yep, you bet. Bye. 218. All right, sorry, go ahead, Shannon.
We receive support from Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Christina Gallas, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. And we also receive support from the Loft Event Center in downtown Bemidji, providing a multi-purpose event space that accommodates groups of all sizes, up to 150 people, for wedding receptions, business meetings, concerts, and more. Info about the Loft Event Center rates and packages at BemidjiLodge.com.
Very good. 218-326-1234. We'll just get right back to the phone lines because I think we probably have people waiting to answer questions. You're on Green Cheese. Wow, you're playing some long ball there.
Yeah.
Happy 95th birthday,
Stella.
Oh. I hope she's listening.
I hope she's listening, too. You just got a happy birthday from Keech, the court jester of Green Cheese.
The Thanksgiving raccoon. That president was closed-mouth Calvin Coolidge.
Do you know the story behind this, Keech?
I just heard it on Weekend Edition today.
Did you really?
I want to say because the economy was so bad, like somebody was too, people were too poor to have to buy turkey, so somebody sent them a raccoon and said, "Eat that instead." I want to say that's the story, but I was half listening.
It could have been that too. So it was sent by a Vinnie Joyce of Nittayuma, Mississippi. And it was supposed to be served up for Thanksgiving dinner that year. This was back in 1926 it was. But instead, the president and First Lady Grace were huge pet lovers. They had a menagerie of pets. And so they turned it into a pet and they named it Rebecca. And they leash trained it.
Yep.
And that raccoon went everywhere with the president for quite a time. Like a dog.
Yeah, I guess if you can domesticate them, they're actually kind of fun, cute. I mean, they're super cute. They're just such pests when they get into your garbage.
I know.
Yeah, well, you know they're rabid too.
Yeah, they spread rabies.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're awfully cute.
They are awfully cute. Look at you.
I'm two for two.
Yeah, you are.
Keech from Parts Unknown. Let me get a shout out to people that answer only one question. Adios.
Bye. Thanks, Keech. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm pretty sure Carol Spinney is the puppeteer inside Keech.
Hold on. I don't know if that's true, but
no,
that was good.
That's Big Bird.
Yes, Big Bird. And do you know who else?
Oh.
He was two. Okay.
Snuffy? I don't know.
Nope, not Snuffleupagus.
I know he's very tall, and that's why he did it.
Yep. He is also another of the main characters on Sesame Street. So half the question is still out there, but you get a ding.
Yes.
Anyway, yep.
All right. Sounds great.
Who's calling?
This is Eric. I'm out at Inky Lake.
Hey. Yeah, this is our green cheese, our new green cheese host, if he'll ever get back in the station, if I didn't scare him away.
Ooh.
No, I scared. I'm here.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Well, nice to meet you on the phone there, Eric.
Yeah.
Yep, great show, you guys.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for listening.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. Did you say the question of Gilmore Girls premiere?
No, I'm still waiting on that answer.
Oh. Is it October 2000?
Do you have the day in October?
The 5th?
That is right. October 5th, 2000. Yeah. Are you an avid follower of Gilmore Girls?
Yes, I did watch it. I did watch it for a few years. Yes, I did.
It's my comfort show.
That's your. Mm-hmm. That's yours. Mine is Cheers. Cheers.
I did love it. Yeah, I did like it.
Who's calling?
This is Laura from Montgomery.
Hey, Laura from Montgomery. Yeah. Is this the Laura that I think it is?
Daughter.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I made
Hi,
it.
Hi, honey.
Thanks.
Finally. Oh, I'm so touched. Good to hear from you, sweetie. I'm just going to give you a ding there. Thanks, Laura.
There we go. Two dings.
Woo. Mm-hmm. I made it.
Yeah. Isn't it a fun show?
Yeah, it is. Yes, cool. I had to tune in. Exciting.
Awesome. Well, and you got in and you got an answer right. So.
Yes, and I got a ring.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening so much.
Do you want to do a shout out?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'll do a shout out to Town of Montgomery.
Okay. Yeah. Aww. Where they eat the Kolach keys.
The coffee,
Thanks, hon. Okay. Stay tuned. Right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
218-326-1234. Should we refresh our questions?
Yes.
I think we're getting down there.
Yep. I'm still looking for, according to the AAA, approximately how many Americans take to the roads for Thanksgiving? According to the Guinness Book of World Records, what did the heaviest turkey on record weigh? And let's see here. Continuing with the Gilmore Girls theme on my end here. Which actress of Gilmore Girls was also in the movie An Unmarried Woman?
218-326-1234. I am still looking for the answer for the name of Chris Kelchin's new movie that's a finalist for the Cannes International Film Festival. Also looking for what actress and comedian played villain Benita Bazaar in the kids' television series The Bugaloos? A preliminary examination of a witness or juror by a judge or counsel is called what? What brothers played together on the Chicago Blackhawks for 8 seasons from 1964 to 1972? And which Portuguese-American guitarist was the lead guitarist for the band Extreme? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Tim calling from New Prague.
Hi, Tim from New Prague.
Yeah, Tim from New Prague.
Cool.
The Kelchin's movie is Song and Dance.
There you go. Yep. Good job. Yeah, I thought I'd give him a plug.
How's JJ?
I'm doing good. How are things down there in Kachuk country?
Oh, we're doing great.
Well, thanks for listening. I'm glad I dragged you away from old Tom Getzinger, TRG. But do tell him I says hi.
I was thinking I was going to play you a concertina tune while I had you on the phone, but I figured
I might have to pot you down and let you do it on your own because, We got to keep it moving.
Take care.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there. Calling in with a guest for the question about the preliminary examination of a witness.
Yes.
Are you looking for direct examination?
I am not looking for direct examination. Good guess.
All righty. Yeah. No worries. Thought I'd take a guess. It's Steph calling from Sudbury, Steph and John in Sudbury.
Oh, hey, guys. Yeah, up in Canada. Hey. Canada calling. I like saying Canada that because calling. Then I think yeah. like it's the entire country that's calling.
Yeah, exactly.
We got Canada.
Yeah, we just represent the entire nation.
Exactly.
I think it's. I love that's it. Fine. Yes.
I love. Oh yeah, I'm giving them major props.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah. Love being international awesome. With you guys.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and great job tonight.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for calling. 218-326-1234. Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
God, ladies, I've been on hold so long. I'm hoping I could get that White Castle stuffing recipe again, but this time in greater detail.
Oh.
Maybe you could have drove.
It's on their website. There's a whole process for it. It's on their website.
So what do you do? As far as the raccoon meat goes, do we brown it, or how do we... Do I have that mixed up?
Yeah, you got the recipes
anyway,
mixed up.
Okay. Well, I wanted to answer the question. This is Rhinestone from the Biffy.
Hi, hon. Yeah, good to
I
hear from you.
I was wondering if it was Rhinestone.
Yep.
That's me, the one, the only.
Glad you're along.
Is it, probable cause for the lawyer?
The preliminary examination of a witness or juror by a judge or counsel is not probable cause. That is not the
term. My lawyer
Sorry.
Told me.
Oh, okay, well.
Well, he's here with me. Based on this anklet.
Don't stray too far from the perimeter there.
Well, I know now. Well, anywho, shout out to K-Tech Country.
Yeah, they're representing tonight, aren't they?
They're coming out of the woodwork. And,
Tom's going to get mad at me for stealing his listeners.
Oh, no.
I mean, it wouldn't take much.
Oh, no.
Hey-o, God love you. Shout out to Jerry Minar.
Yeah.
He's a classic.
Yep.
The Novotny Trio. And always, changing furnace filters monthly.
Thanks, Rhinestone.
Thanks for listening.
218-326-1234. We'll take one more caller, then we'll refresh our questions. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
I have an answer to the Gilmore Girl one.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Is it November 7th?
No, it was actually answered already, and it was October 5th.
October 5th. 2000. Well, it's fun to know because I watch with my mom all the time.
Oh, is this Nora again?
Yeah.
Hi, Nora.
Oh, times three, Nora. I knew I liked you the moment that you called in.
Loyal fan.
Aw.
Knows how to play. Knows
yes,
how to,
she does.
Knows how to, she got those dialing skills down.
My goodness.
Those young people with their tech.
Yes.
she's got it down. Good to hear from you.
Good. Yes, Nora.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Okay, bye.
20 minutes.
All right, well, bye. You know, it's a popular show. It's a popular show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks, Nora. Bye. 218-326-1234. And go ahead, Shannon.
Yeah. Questions? So I'm still looking for which actress of the Gilmore Girls was also in the movie An Unmarried Woman. Still looking for, according to AAA, approximately how many Americans take to the roads for Thanksgiving. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, what did the heaviest turkey on record weigh? And I have a couple more that I wanted to add. How can you tell if a cranberry is ripe? And what is the second most popular Thanksgiving side dish in the U.S.? The second most popular.
All okay. Right. Okay, well, the first Chris Kelchin question got answered. So well, if you were listening to my monologue at the beginning, here's another question from that. Where did JJ first see Chris and the Riverbend Dutchman perform? What actress and comedian played villain Benita Bazaar in the kids' television series The Bugaloos? A preliminary examination of a witness or juror by a judge or counsel is called what? Which brothers played together on the Chicago Blackhawks for 8 seasons from 1964 to 1972? Which Portuguese-American guitarist was the lead guitarist for the band Extreme? And then let's throw out there, the Patrick Manley Award, founded in 2019, is presented annually to the best U.S. college football player at what position? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'm Mojo from the Sona.
Hey, Mojo. There's good Mojo. To hear from you.
Yes, hey. You girls are doing fantastic. Great job. Aww,
well, thanks, Moj.
I've been on hold so long. Teach and Rhinestone from the Biffy have both been on already.
And Nora times three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The phone lines are jamming tonight. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are. It's a good show and everybody's playing. So yep. Let me get going. A cranberry is ripe when it floats in the water.
See, now my husband said this is going to be controversial.
Oh, this is the controversial one. Okay.
That is not the answer that I have, Mojo.
Okay, I'll let that one go.
And I have several sources. I'm okay. Not kidding. Okay. I did my research.
Yep. Well, I'm glad you researched it because that was just off the top of my head.
I've learned the hard way. I have to triple check.
Because I know when they harvest them, they go along with that beater and whichever ones float, they get picked up. So that was my reasoning behind it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I don't have any answers.
Don't second guess yourself. That's not what she has.
That's not what I have. Yeah.
I can tell you I've never harvested a cranberry.
No,
so.
Not been to the bogs.
Yeah. Oh, so the only other one that's left that I have any type of a guess at is the heaviest turkey on record.
Okay.
Now, what do you have?
Is this live weight?
Yes.
Live weight.
Yep.
I'm going to say 62 pounds.
That's not the answer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would say
that you're warm, but you're kind of not. It's more than that. That's the hint I'll give you.
Oh, it's higher. Okay, you're going to give that hint. Okay.
Yep, I'll give
it. Higher than 62.
Yep.
That's a big
bird. We're at the deer shack. We're out to the deer camp, and I just met the neighbors last year, and they said, you know, you're Mojo from the Sona. Nobody gets more questions wrong than you do.
Oh.
Hold on. You just tell them this. You got dings from us.
I got a ding. I appreciate it.
It's a pity ding. I'm just kidding.
Not from my side.
I'm just kidding, honey.
It was a friendly
ding.
He
knows I'm just giving him. I'm just playing radio with you. Yeah.
You have a good night, Mojo.
Yes, yeah. I'm dragging on a long way here, so let me give a shout-out to Jigs from the Garage, Linda from Doan Lake, Teach from Parts Unknown, Rhinestone from the Biffy, and I heard somebody else give me a shout-out tonight. I'm not sure who it was, but great show, and I'll keep listening.
Everybody knows Mojo, and he's giving y'all a shout-out.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mojo.
From my rotary phone and the Sand Lake Sona.
Yeah, well, if you know... I hope you get through. We still got another hour, but if you don't get through, I'm wishing you and all of our listeners a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you very much, and back to you.
Thanks, Moj. Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, folks.
Hi,
I'm
Simon.
Late here again. Well, you folks are popular tonight, so.
What can we say? Everybody's getting ready. They're ramping up for the big Thanksgiving holiday, and they're all tuned up, listening to some green cheese.
Something like that. Anyway, I think I know a couple. I know one for sure, but I'll go with one that I think from your wording, what you're looking for is a deposition.
Nope, it is not a deposition.
If that's what it is, deposition fits that. Definition.
Okay.
It is a preliminary.
That is a preliminary. Okay.
Of evidence.
You're not wrong.
Your counsel.
Yep. You're not wrong. Okay. So, okay. Let me clarify it. The preliminary examination, the preliminary examination of a witness or juror by a judge or counsel that literally means to speak the truth is known as what? I guess that was a little bit vague. The way that I worded it, but I'll rephrase it with the follow-up question that will clarify what I'm looking for. Because you're not wrong when you say deposition, there is a term for what I'm actually looking for. And it literally means to speak the truth.
Okay, well, anyway, I do know a couple of others, but I will refrain from answering more than one and get out the way.
Well, you didn't get the answer that I was looking for, so if you wanted to answer a
one more. We'll let you have one more.
All right. You're well, Simon. The band Extrema, the lead singer, Nunu Bettencourt.
Yep, there you go.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you much, ladies. I'll get out the way. Good night.
Thanks, Simon.
218-326-1234.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer the question about the travelers on Thanksgiving Day.
According to AAA, approximately how many Americans take the roads for Thanksgiving?
Yes, ma'am. And AAA was my now not with us father's business name, AAA.
Oh.
Over there, Dawsonville, Georgia. So anyhow, I'd like to try and take a stab at that.
Go for it.
Is it right around 82 million?
You are close, but you're too high.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
And this was coming straight from the AAA website.
Okay, well.
Back check.
Yep. Well, see, we don't allow, I shouldn't say we don't allow. It's honor system. Mm. Yeah.
Who's calling?
I'll just keep my mouth shut.
Who's calling?
This is Zippy from Turtle Strike. And,
Zippy from Turtle Strike.
Give a quick shout out.
Yeah.
To the Ghosted Deer Camp up in and by the Little Fork River.
Ooh.
Shout out to them. Hopefully they see some deer.
Very Hopefully. Cool. Awesome. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, Zippy.
Thank you.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Linda from Doan Lake again.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Hi. Hey, I just have to say, I was Team Mojo on the cranberry question because I thought it had to float too, so
yep.
I'll be interested in hearing what the right answer is, but I will move on.
I will give
and
you
I'm gonna,
I'll give you two hints. I fact checked from Better Homes and Gardens, the Tasting mm-hmm. Table, and Daily Meals sites.
Okay.
And my husband said, he goes, You're gonna do that question. My God, are people gonna be in an uproar? And I said, well, it's almost Thanksgiving, so gotta try
it's
some.
A good question, so we'll wait to see the answer on
yes.
that. I'm gonna answer this question. I have other questions I know the answers to, but I'm interested in this one. So I'm gonna guess that the second most popular side dish for Thanksgiving is the green bean casserole.
That is not what I have.
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first?
Well, I assumed it was some sort of dressing.
Yeah. I didn't do
mashed
the first
potatoes?
Because I kind of figured the next green cheese host next week's going to probably say that. So I did the second.
Okay.
So.
Oh, okay.
But you
yeah,
can probably
I figured
assume.
It was dressing and then green bean casserole. So maybe
no.
mashed potatoes.
I feel like green bean was like third or fourth when I was looking. But nope, that's
okay.
not what I have.
All right. Well, I'll give a shout out back to Mojo and the sauna.
Cool.
Thanks, Linda.
Thanks, Linda. Bye.
Good night.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Have you got the answer about the jury and judge question?
We have not gotten the answer for that. A preliminary examination of a witness or juror by a judge or counsel that literally means to speak the truth.
I'm going to guess sequester.
Not sequester.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good guess.
Andy and Virgus again.
Andy and Virgus, good guess. Cool.
Thanks, Andy, for listening.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. This is 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley in Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. All right, Shannon, we're going to take a little break here because I'm going to go run around the building a couple of times.
Oh, yay. Let's do a race, Justine.
Yep. I'm just going to, I've got queued up here.